For years, Lorraine Hale was the head of Hale House, a Harlem charity, famous for working with abandoned children whose mothers were addicted to drugs or in prison. Today, Hale was indicted along with her husband. The 70-count indictment alleges the misappropriation of more than $1 million of the charity's funds. From New York, NPR's Margot Rattle reports.
Hale House was founded by Clara Hale in 1969 to care for children of drug-addicted parents. Lorraine Hale, now 75, took over the charity after Mother Hale died. Last summer, the New York Daily News began a series of investigations and found widespread abuse at the charity, including secret accounts and the use of $500,000 to fund a play by Lorraine Hale's husband, Jesse DeVore. Charity mailings were slick, but philanthropy experts said the charity was never willing to reveal basic information to watchdog groups. Two different indictments were filed today by New York State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer. According to Spitzer, Hale and DeVore stole more than $700,000 from the Hale House Foundation and diverted $250,000 to a secret checking account. A life insurance policy held by the charity and worth almost $500,000 was also allegedly cashed in. New York State Attorney General Elliot Spitzer.
A board of directors did not exist. Documents were forged. False bank accounts were created. And money that should have gone to those children for the care of those children was used for personal gain. That is what underlies these indictments. It is a sad story, but it is a necessary case for us to bring to ensure the integrity of charities throughout the state and this nation.
Spitzer said when Lorraine Hale took over the charity, there was a complete breakdown of governing structures. Spitzer said we need greater disclosure from charities and more resources to investigate them. Hale and DeVore pleaded not guilty to the charges before Judge Arlene Goldberg in Manhattan State Supreme Court this morning. Lorraine Hale's lawyer, Bill Dowling of Wachtell & Mazur, said the attorney general had taken an unfortunate step. He and DeVore's lawyer had assumed, he said, that a deal would be worked out.
As you may or may not know, we've been working very hard with the Attorney General's office to try to resolve this matter over the last 4 or 5 months, and we were deeply disappointed that they took what we thought was this unnecessary step and precipitous step in charging our clients while we were in the process of negotiating some sort of a resolution.
When asked about the plea bargain deal, Elliot Spitzer had this to say.
I don't think it's proper for me to get into discussion of what conversations there may have been or may not have been, but I would merely say, as a matter of policy, this office almost inevitably tries to resolve matters prior to the unsealing of indictments in a way that will be fair to the charity, to the public, and the fact that there was no resolution would suggest not that there was a failure of effort on the part of this office.
Elliot Spitzer said that the charity today, with a new board headed by former U.S. Attorney Zachary Carter, has made a 180-degree turn. Last May, Lorraine Hale signed a settlement agreement to step down as president of Hale House, a $200,000-a-year position. Spitzer appointed a blue-ribbon board of directors to head the organization. They also hired Kroll Associates to look at the operation, and Kroll released its report today detailing both the abuses of the charity and a blueprint for reform. Zachary Carter said 9 children remain at Hale House, and there are new financial controls
that make it virtually impossible for any one person to engage in the kind of diversions of or misappropriation of funds that occurred in the past. We want to make sure that our financial operations are transparent, that there is a substantial board oversight, you know, both directly and through its finance committee, through its auditors,
so that donors will be reassured. Hale and DeVore were released without bail and are scheduled to return to court on March 7th. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.